Rangval pounded Oswald's back.
I knew you could do it, mate. Sure, it was a grand shot, so it was clean as a whistle.
Maudy shook a shrew friend by his paw.
Well done, sir. That's one rascal whose murdering days are over, what? So, how does it feel, bucko? You've done what you wished, put paid to your dear old dad's killer.
Oswald passed the bow back to its owner, commenting.
Too far off to feel anything, miss. Wish I could have met the rat face to face, and paw to paw. Made him beg for mercy afore I slayed him.
Surprised by his vehemence, Maudie shook her head.
Golly, you're a savage young fella, Osbill.
The Gowsham Logalog nodded.
I'm a Gowsham, and I am what I am. Tell me, miss, would you feel the same about some vermin who killed your father?
The hermaid was forced to concur with his logic.
You can bet your bally boots I would, bucko.
To change the subject, Maudie took stock of the scene, staring down at the woodlands.
Seems to have gone jolly quiet down there, what? New beasts charging or retaliating? Wonder what's going on?
Gorath leaned on his pitchfork, watching the land below the plateau.
Mayhaps they're getting ready for an all-out effort. What do you think, Elixir?
The badger maid summed up her outlook on the situation.
I don't think they'll be mounting any major attack. We're in too strong a position at the moment. If the fox is in command, he'll lay siege to us. Without supplies or reinforcements, time isn't on our side. The vermin still have us far outnumbered. I think they'll play the waiting game. It's the sensible thing to do, and it will save them losing more creatures on their side.
Rangval winked at Gorath, remarking quietly.
Aye now, there's a pretty maid who's as brainy as she's beautiful. You couldn't do much better than to stick with her, if I say so myself.
Gorath winked back at the rogue squirrel.
I intend to.